is the President of the United States. Who is this? Is it you again?
Look behind you.
This is my private line. How did you get through?
They're everywhere. All the time. We see them every day. But you have to look behind you.
There is nothing behind me. How did you get this number?
The spaceman told me.
What spaceman?
It doesn't matter. I'm telling you about monsters. Please, you must look behind you.
Young lady, there are no monsters in the Oval Office.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We see me."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We see me."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said, "Give up.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. We invite you to check out our new website, groundzeroplus.com. That's groundzeroplus.com, a new formatted site that we're going to be updating and preparing for our switchover from Aftermath and Rovitics to this new forum. And there are a lot of links there from a chat room to some of the shows that we're offering right now to listen to. We're also, we have a crowdfunding site that we have available too to help us as we toil through this. It's taking a lot of money to push this through, and a lot of money that we don't have because of the immediate shutdown that we didn't approve of the Aftermath site. And so we are offering to five lucky people who donate to our crowdfunding at GoFundMe, we're offering 2 years subscription to Ground Zero Plus. We're going to draw five names from those who donate, and they're going to get 2 years subscription to Ground Zero Plus once we start. It's coming soon, sooner than we thought. Things are looking up, and it's thanks to you, the listener, that we're doing this. It's thanks to you, and I mean that. It's not just, you know, throwing things out there, corporate speak or whatever. No, you guys are really pulling through for us, and I'm very, very happy, very humbled by this. And you guys are coming in a pinch, and I really appreciate what you've done. I could do a whole show about it, and it would just be me repeating over and over again, thank you. And I'm very appreciative of this, because it could have gotten a lot worse. And there is a lot of stuff behind the scenes that can get pretty ugly, but hopefully we will prevail and things will work it out and become some amicable split. Hopefully it will be. But see, this is all proof, I believe, that you know, we are right now in a world that's changing. Or we're just kind of like sitting there watching things happen. And when they happen, the reaction is like, I can't believe this is how it's going. I mean, I'm still trying to get over, you know, Gene Hackman and how he died. You know, can you believe how he died? Or how about, can you believe what happened to the White House with Zelensky and how Trump and Vance both chewed his butt out right there? Now that's unbelievable, right? The national vibe is shifting, guys. It's, Americans are beginning to see and feel the change, but it understates what's happening by a very, very large margin. And what we're experiencing is global in its significance. It's the dawn of a new era. As Trump said, it's the golden age. And the defining question of the present moment is which new directions will define the future. We've said before that the Chinese model remains immensely popular among Western elites in order to change the way government is going to operate. But its strongest advocates no longer are sufficiently popular enough to govern on their own. And so they've basically allied with revolutionary lefties in Canada, France, the UK. And there's this under the radar type of rebellion that is happening. And we have chosen a difficult path because the Trump administration is going to restore traditions and norms while disempowering the elite organizations that have supplanted them. A new web of allies with similar preferences. We've got Argentina, Hungary, Israel, the United Arab Emirates, India, others. They're cheering the move. They're cheering the move towards this more traditional way of handling the world. But see, the next few years, or I would say probably the next few months to start, because I have a feeling that we're not going to go that long before somebody starts making huge waves and starts getting out the bullhorns again and starts marching in the streets. But in the next few months, few years, I think it's going to be critical. I mean, which direction is going to define the future? Now, we're getting older and it may not really be applying to us, but our children and our grandchildren, I mean, we need to pull together and hope that the new team arriving in Washington, the Trump administration, we're hoping that that team is going to choose far more wisely than the team before. We're beginning to see just how hollow the team before was, and now here we are in a dawn of a new era, and we're seeing unbelievable things happen. You've got to admit that we've been seeing a lot of unbelievable things, unthinkable things unfold. That anything can happen, usually does, but still, this is the new normal. It is. I mean, what is normal? The new normal is not really normal. I mean, when you look at what Klaus Schwab said back in 2020 with the Great Reset, he just said that, the world's going to come down to global governance. And he says, it's global governance at its finest. We need to become permanent, truly international, focused on future crises. Specifically, well, they like to look at climate change as their biggest existential threat, but there are many other threats, I think. Many other threats that are dawning. And I would say this, it is an under-the-radar type of rebellion that I'm going to talk about tonight. Because I've been following all of the controversy surrounding the release or the somewhat haphazard release of the Epstein files. And just like any other so-called reveal by the government or by the influencers here, it's an apparent hoax. It's a hoax. It looks like another one of those bait and switch situations where we have to call it out for what it is. It's like Schrodinger's cat. It's dead or alive. It doesn't matter. It's like we've seen all this before. The material release contained previously published pilot logs from the prosecution of Ghislaine Maxwell. The records include redactions, all performed by prosecutors on the case to protect the identities of potential victims. They published Epstein's so-called black book, and that black book has been made public. One document never before seen is what the Justice Department is calling the evidence list. It's a 3-page catalog of material apparently obtained through searches of Epstein's properties in New York and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So that's one thing. But it also appears that what was recovered seemed like a rock star memorabilia thing that could show up on eBay. Some things that, get this now, this CD of Naked Girls, that's some of the things that they recovered as well. But really, it's a nothing burger. And a lot of people are disappointed. I don't know what they're looking for. All I know is that a lot of what we saw is what didn't make it to the shredding machine. That's the way I see it. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. Zero. I'm Clay Lewis. The number to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Let me just... Americans are... I would say Americans are watching a long-awaited counter-revolution to bring the country out of its madness by restoring the common sense of the recent past. It's an attempt, and it's... But see, with that attempt, we have to understand that there had to be a time because, I don't want to call myself a conspiracy theorist, but there had to be a time because we had predicted it. We talked about it. Many people talked about it, not just me, okay? But there had to be a time where there'd be a president, a leader, or a ruler of some kind that would try to right the wrongs of the past and attempt to reveal what was once kept secret. This is why the paradigm of revelation before the revolution is underway. This is why things like the RFK files and the JFK files, the Martin Luther King files, and all these other files are going to be transparent. This is why people are thinking about disclosure of UFOs, because they're saying at some point the president has to stop this cover-up stuff that's been covered up for like 80, maybe 100 years. And so, a president has to step in and say, okay, we're no longer going to be spending and borrowing. We're no longer going to be wasting money. And to have any country left, some president is going to have to, have to restore the non-existent borders and stop the influx of 3 million illegal aliens a year. Some commander-in-chief has to try and stop the war. And this is why, when everybody's saying, well, look what happened between Zelensky and Vance and Trump in the White House. It was amazing to watch it. If it was theater, it was damn good theater. But it basically proved what I feel about Zelensky, is the guy is unhinged. And we've been making deals with this unhinged dictator for some time. I mean, both Russia and Ukraine are not good people to be dealing with right now, especially when we need to be... We need to be aware of what we are dealing with. Any president who dares to do anything that's out of the ordinary is going to be damned for curbing the madness that his predecessors have created. And none have, stood up to the plate until now. Any president who does this, I think, is sticking his neck out and is just waiting for an all-out rebellion. And behind the scenes, I know... that there are plots being carried out against him. I would say that these Epstein files, I guess you could call it the somewhat half-assed Epstein files, they're an example of how someone makes a promise, links it to a political party or to an administration, and then makes that party or administration look bad. I mean, come on, it's embarrassing. This is an old trick to take the credibility away from someone little by little. Okay. And this is why I'd say that there's more to this Epstein. It's like back when we used to say, Epstein didn't kill himself, or that Epstein is dead, or I don't know. These are the next files. They're not the X files. They're the next files. It's the evidence. It's the but most of it's redacted, and that's the problem. And as I was saying, the other stuff that they revealed: a CD labeled "Girl Picks Nude Book 4." A folder that was titled LSJ Logbook, which appears to be a reference to Epstein's private island, Little St. James, the Little St. James Logbook. But see, wouldn't you know it, no names, no records of famous associates, no political figures mentioned. And see, that's the thing. People were waiting, just waiting, so they could turn on their political enemies and say, you are on the list. You are in the black book. And so, there are people who don't want to go on the record. Sources, I'd say that with quotes, sources have declared to the media that the FBI field office in New York was in possession of thousands of pages of documents. So where are they? They haven't been handed over. Brace yourselves. They're probably not there. It's probably a lie. It's theater. It's all a distraction to cover up the cover-up. And so many people are falling for it, and others are going to use it as a tool to humiliate the current administration. My question is, do you really think that the names of Epstein's customers are going to be revealed, and if they are, what are we, the people, going to do about it? What can you do about it? I would say for now, these so-called revelations and files are like Al Capone's vault. Remember that? A lot of speculation, a lot of hype, no real evidence, nothing to frame anyone, nothing to reveal, nothing new. Geraldo Rivera, remember? Got a bulldozer, going to open up these vaults. Nothing was there. Now, I'm sure that what I'm saying here, saying that there are no files, saying that it's a lot of hype, saying that the papers are all redacted, saying that some of them may have been shredded, I don't know. And I'm sure there are people that are offensive to this. I mean, this is offensive to them. I think they're offended or offensive. I mean, because, of course, this story, the Epstein story, has seduced many people, has sucked them into this spectacular, salacious drama as it unfolded with its dramatic episodes and stellar cast of characters, and the compilation of which would make a sizable series for Netflix. In fact, many Netflix series are already there. Many of the things that you want to know are already on Netflix. We know that there were 250-plus young girls from deprived backgrounds being flown around the world and to an exotic island to become the playthings of the rich, famous, and even royalty. That's no secret. I guess we can suspect that the worst there, and even throw in the Mossad connections, of course, we've heard about that, deep state confidants, Bill Gates. What is it that we don't already know? What are we waiting for when we say, oh, the documents are coming? Oh, my God, I can hardly wait, right? Every political side is waiting. Why? Because they want to call out their enemies. They want to say, is so-and-so on that list? Because we will make it a big deal. And, of course, you know, those same people making the accusations are the same ones that avoid being interviewed about the freak parties that P. Diddy threw. The Epstein files is a non-event. The Epstein files are fraud. The Epstein files are a distraction for the gullible. And some say this has put a bad light on Pam Baldini. Pam Bondini, they say it sheds a bad light on the Trump administration. And so, yes, if something like this happens, it can be, and I see this as a plot, to embarrass the president because he, along with other officials, have decided and they've been open to the idea of just opening classified files for JFK, RFK, Martin Luther King. We're talking about disclosure with the aliens and UFOs. But it's like those cable TV shows featuring Bigfoot hunters. Have you seen those? I mean, there's this rustle in the leaves, and then they say, stay tuned, something's about to go down. And then the hunters arrive in the area where the leaves were being, you know, tossed and turned, and there is nothing. It's a buildup with no payoff. I would say this is meant to be an embarrassment. And I would say that like anything else the government promises, there's really nothing that we don't already know, especially if you listen to shows like mine or shows like Alex Jones or if you listen to people like Mark Dice. I mean, you're going to know beforehand what's going on and who's involved and who's doing the freak shows. Who's a part of these, you know, Lolita Expresses and what have you. I mean, do you agree that this is something that is just a distraction? That it's a fraud? 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
Jeffrey Epstein is dead.
Officials say the disgraced financier died by suicide, taking his own life while awaiting trial in a New York City jail cell.
Epstein took his own life while he was behind bars here in New York City facing charges of sex trafficking.
Bureau of Prisons and prison officials found Jeffrey Epstein in his cell. Apparently he had hanged himself. He was in cardiac arrest, transported to New York's downtown hospital, and then he was pronounced dead.
President Trump retweeted a conspiracy theory to nearly 63 million Twitter followers. A spurious accusation that the Clintons are somehow linked to Jeffrey Epstein's death.
Well, I didn't get along with him.
I think the president just wants everything to be investigated.
I was appalled, and indeed the whole department was, and frankly, angry, to learn of the MCC's failure to adequately secure this prisoner. We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning and demand a thorough investigation.
The big question everybody asked yesterday, still asking this morning, how? How could such a high-profile inmate, perhaps one of the most high-profile in the entire system in the United States, be left unguarded, unwatched for so long that he could take his own life?
I hope the gates of hell are swinging wide to allow him entrance.
Listen to Ground Zero. The number to call tonight, 503-225-0860. Can we actually see a cover-up or a distraction of a cover-up? Epstein files. FBI has withheld thousands of pages. We don't really get anything that we didn't already know. And so my idea here, my speculation, okay, literally, is that the deep state and corrupt federal institutions are determined to prevent Donald Trump from succeeding in his attempt to bring Americans back to traditional values. They're going to do everything in their power to shut down Trump, trying to open up the floodgates of information, because someone is going to get burned. Someone is going to be revealed, and someone is going to be hostile. Despite promises to do so, it's going to be exceedingly difficult, if possible at all, for Trump to significantly alter the way the United States works. He's giving it a try, though. And many will say he's succeeding. I don't know. But there are a lot of people out there that are not used to discipline. Okay? And so when we say, no more, no more, no more, it's like, mommy and daddy are mean. They won't let us have what we want. I want the toy, but they don't want to give me the toy. It's exactly what's happening here. Because what happens is that people who aren't used to disciplinary spending, people being told you can't have that anymore, they're seeing these acts as part of the whims of a fascist dictator. And I conclude that the deep state is doing its best to make Trump look crazy, making him look like a tyrant. The video was Zelensky released today. I don't know if you've noticed what the left-wing media has to say about it. They're up in arms about it. Some say it was... Well, they said, it's about time a president put this guy in his place. I mean, it was J.D. Vance as well. But it's about time we put him in his place, Zelensky. Then other people are saying, oh, my God, he's such an authoritarian. He's such a tyrant. My gosh, he comes after our friend. Yeah, a lot of people aren't too happy with Zelensky right now. He's not a friend. But see, there are other lunatics in power that aren't giving up. Okay, there is, I would say that there is a conspiracy. There's a whole new type of conspiracy out there that after all else failed, from assassination to whatever, they are desperately launching defamation attacks on Trump in hopes of turning the tables and having the people's opinion change. Okay? They want the people's minds to change about this guy. They don't want him to be the hero. So what they do is they say, hey, you look at all these documents that Trump said he would release, all of these files. Well, the Epstein files sure were a bust, weren't they? Yeah, they were. All build up, no payoff. All the stuff that they released, we already know about, except, I mean, I'm sure people who don't pay attention don't know. But I can tell you that there is an organized effort to humiliate the president whenever possible, to make him look bad whenever possible. In a sense, it is a silent coup. Certainly part of what is going to be a bigger rebellion in the future, I figure. It's called #outgov. It's a secret movement called outgov. There's a hashtag in front of it, outgov. And what it is, it's sort of a digital rebellion against Trump and Musk from inside our federal agencies. Now, no one's naming names. No one knows who's ahead of it. But they can do what they can do, and they are doing whatever they can to humiliate the president and Elon Musk. And perhaps these Epstein files, or the lack thereof, is just the beginning. And this would mean that we literally are watching a well-tuned conspiracy of those who wish to see the government fight against itself. The idea of the government fighting against itself has not died. It's continuing. It's just, I don't know, it just seems like things have been toned down because for 4 years we got sick and tired of it. And then for another 4 years, even though we had a president who was a Democrat, we continued to hear how bad Donald Trump was. Now it's not a matter of he's bad, it's a matter of we can make him look bad. We can show you that he's bad. That's a well-tuned conspiracy. That's something from a Hogan's Heroes script. Remember, they always tried to make Colonel Klink look bad? They always tried to make Schultz look bad, or they wanted to make them look like they were stupid? They were stupid, but, you know, that's another thing. But still, this is like a well-organized, well-tuned conspiracy to make promises, and these promises come from out of nowhere. You think, oh, this is something that Donald Trump came up with. No. This is something the internet came up with. It's like this video that was released a couple days ago that shows Benjamin Netanyahu and Trump sipping hot toddies or sipping whatever drinks there in a Mar-a-Lago-esque Gaza Strip with a golden statue of Trump standing there. And with, you know, some musical jingle, Trump's number one, Trump's the best, Trump can do it, yeah. Yeah, I don't buy that either. Because, you know, we were warned about deepfakes when the last administration went, oh, that's a deepfake, that's not real, that's not... Well, guess what? Now the deepfakes are out there, and no, these people of this outgov group are going, no, that's real stuff. Believe it, if it's bad and it shows Trump looking bad, believe it. Because I some of this stuff, I just can't believe in it. I mean, they told us back, what, just a year or two ago, they said, if you see something on the internet that makes you feel weird or that it may upset you, it's got to be propaganda. Be sure to fact check, please, you know, that kind of thing. I would say the same thing about the Epstein files. Fact check, please. Please fact check. Find out who's responsible. Find out, you know, what Pam Bondini was thinking, or what she's saying, or what the release means, or what Cash Patel has to say about, you know, uncovering everything, no stone unturned. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. a big deal. Nothing that we don't already know has been revealed. And I'm promising you that a lot of those files have been shredded, and a lot of people don't want their names to be revealed. And so there's this underlying group of individuals that are trying to sabotage all this transparency that Trump wants to bring. I mean, here we are just a little over a month of him being in office, and it's just that, you know, and he said, I'm going to reveal this, reveal this, reveal this, reveal this, and, you know, people are not satisfied, and other people, it's claimed, are working under the radar to try and trip Trump up, make him look bad. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. Hey, Dave, you're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Clyde, thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
You know, what hasn't escaped me is the significance of the planetary alignment tonight.
Oh, sure.
In the midst of all of this.
Yeah.
With regards to Gene Hackman and his wife, I really, really want to know what happened there, because that's just sad.
Yeah,
I'll just say that's just really sad. But as far as, you know, the JFK files, RFK, MLK, you know, when a president or a government official is going to shine the light on operations where the government itself has actually killed government officials or other political individuals,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't surprise me that, you know, there's a lot of pushback with regards to Trump doing these things. As far as the Epstein list is concerned, I'm sure there are people making deals in the back room saying, what do you want me to do? How much is it going to cost me for you to lose this? I'm sure there's also a lot of corruption with regards to agents shredding or hiding or deleting information. But, you know, that aside, I mean, you're talking about 20% of what the guy's been doing for a little more than a month. I think mm-hmm. he's had 80% success rate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Zelensky, with all the billions that we've given this guy, you think he could afford a suit and a shave? He walks in there looking like, We're near the same age, Clyde. G.I. Joe with the kung fu grip and the lifelike hair and beard, mm-hmm. man. I mean, come on. I'm tired of the act, you know. And J.D. Vance, frankly, in my opinion, proved himself a worthy, like, you know, everybody said that Biden was Obama's third term.
Mm-hmm.
I think that J.D. Vance is an excellent third term of Trump. One last thing, too, right? So Zelensky's trying to sit in there and posit himself as this great world leader.
Mm-hmm.
It came out the other day that USAID paid money to Time magazine in order for them to write him up as Time's Man of the Year. This from a guy who apparently in a talent show played the piano with his junk. So
I
let's
know.
Not forget that.
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't think a lot of people know the background of Zelensky. Yes, he played the piano with his junk. He was actually in a video where he spoofed Beyonce. He was also a comedian who actually was in a movie about a comedian who sets out to become the president of the United States and wins.
Become the president. Yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, how's that for bizarre?
Well, and you know, the other thing, too, is, what's his name? Keir Starmer came to visit the White House the other day.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And obviously, Trump and Musk are not big fans of his with his extremist position against free speech. And Starmer delivered a letter to Trump from King Charles. And again, you know, if assuming that King Charles is the Antichrist or that he's close to being the Antichrist, how many people are calling him up going, hey, can you please talk to Trump and ask him, you know, what do we need to do in order to him for him to lose that Epstein list stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Starmer, you know how he was, what was it, the Pakistani pedophile rings that he allowed? And, of course, we know about Jimmy Savile. How many years did he had abused 500 or so children, even was a necrophiliac, pedophile, and he was friends with the royals. Epstein was friends with the royals. Epstein sat in with the Mossad. Epstein was a well-used asset to blackmail people, and that's exactly it's exactly what these files are. They were supposed to be there to blackmail people, but now they're saying, well, we'll give you a taste of it. They didn't give us anything that we could even chew on, and what gets me is that people are like, you know, they're just so eager. It just weirds me out how eager people can be about this type of thing. It's like it's so salacious that, again, it's like a tabloid. And like what I was watching today in the White House with Zelensky and Vance and Trump, it just came off as like a some sort of like what is it, the divorced wives of so-and-so. It came off as a reality type of show. It was bizarre.
You mentioned that. You said, I think you said, correct me if I'm wrong, it may have been well-rehearsed theater, and if it was, it was very well done.
Yeah.
Trump is obviously a reality TV star.
Mm-hmm.
Zelensky being a former comedian, whatever.
Yeah.
And it may be that this whole display of, you know, Zelensky pitching a fit and trying to act like he's the big man in the room helped to draw the limelight away from this, ridiculous FBI thing.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I honestly think that the American people needed to see, first of all, Zelensky is not a big guy. He's a small man, and next to Trump, he's even smaller.
Right.
But he needed to be put in his place. If Trump was exactly right in what he said. It's like, if you didn't have us backing you up, this thing would have been over in 2 weeks.
Right.
And the only reason that Biden kept funneling money into this thing is because they were getting – the Democrat Party, whether it was through Sam Bankman-Fried or whomever, was getting some of this money back on the end.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's over. And whether it's staged or not, Zelensky needs to realize – there's a new sheriff in town, and he's not calling the shots. The sheriff is.
Well, see, that's the thing is, I hate to say this, but since Trump has come back to the White House, I'm just looking at everything as so entertaining. It's like when Trump was confronting the governor of Maine. Remember that sequence? He says, "Who are you? You're the governor of Maine." He says, "I know a lot of your people didn't vote for me, but you know what? Nobody's going to vote for you either."
You're done.
You know, he's like chewing her out right there in front of people. I'm going, whoa. And I see it as entertainment, and other people are seeing it as, oh my God, a tyrant. No, it needs to be said. It needs to be done.
It does. The best part is him trolling Trudeau. Canada could be our 51st state, and you could be the governor. I mean, it's just priceless.
Yeah.
And you know, we've talked about this before, you know, with him maybe being a time traveler, or he knows he's got limited time, right? So he's just coming out full steam ahead, no stopping him. And I've got the popcorn maker going around the clock, man. I'm loving it.
I understand. I really do, because I feel the same way. I mean, when it gets dangerous, I'm sure I'll talk about the danger. At the moment, I just see it as the insanity that we had been waiting for. I mean, this is insanity that had been predicted for 3 years. Finally, it's coming.
And if I could say one thing real quick,
yes,
before you go to break, screw the Robodix guy, you rock. I love you guys, and I wish you all the best, and I'll do whatever I can to support.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you so much for that. And yeah, if you want to help us, just go to groundzeroplus.com. groundzeroplus.com. There are plenty of links where you can support Ground Zero. Be a hero for Ground Zero, especially now. I mean, this is all going to change quickly. Hopefully, we're going to try and move ourselves forward. We're going to try to work the kinks out. I mean, this is we did 4 great years of building things up, and now we have something else we have to deal with. But, you know, it's all part of being independent. It's all part of we don't have big money backing us up. We have you backing us up. And that's what I love, is that it's the support of you. It, like I said, it humbles me. It makes me want to work harder. And I do that. And I love you guys. So thank you. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. More to come here on Ground Zero. Don't go away. Let's face it, guys, we're living in times where the truth is becoming more suppressed and censorship is increasing at an alarming rate, especially on social media platforms. It's Clyde, and I want to tell you about a safe and secure digital playground we put together just for you. It's Aftermath.media. You get access to thousands of Ground Zero archives and podcasts, along with our private social media groups with your basic membership starting at only $7 a month. Each subscription includes tech support, access to the RSS feeds, along with our own chat room and Telegram channel. in addition. The premium membership includes research study groups, webinars, a document and movie library, a live video stream of Ground Zero, a monthly Zoom chat with me, and other bonus content. Be sure to check out our yearly specials as well. Sign up today while you're thinking about it. Sign up at aftermath.media. Again, that's aftermath.media.
Spinning complacently in the darkness, covered and blinded by a blanket of little lives, false security has lulled the madness of this world into a slumber. Wake up. An eye is upon you, staring straight down and keenly through, seeing all that you are and everything that you can never be. Yes, an eye is upon you, an eye ready to blink. So face forward, with arms wide open and mind reeling. Your future has arrived. Are you ready to go?
The loudspeaker spoke up and said, give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. We were discussing during the break, Ron and I, about how today was the day that Zelensky met FAFO. F-A-F-O. We all know what that is. And again, if it's theater, it's good theater. Just like this whole Epstein thing. I mean, here we are, what, a month, over a month of Trump being in office. And in that time, he said he was going to do this, 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 and this. He signed a bunch of executive orders, and we couldn't keep up with those. And then he said he's going to set up a task force to release secret files on a series of topics. And then, of course, the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, the civil rights leader Martin Luther King, RFK, and the shady business practices of none other than Jeffrey Epstein. But the Epstein files, well, jokes on Trump, jokes on us, they're a bust. It's a nothing burger. And even most supporters of Trump see this as an embarrassment, a cover-up of a cover-up. What's going on here? I mean, isn't it every conspiracy theorist's dream of full disclosure coming true? Someone doesn't want full disclosure to happen. This move, like many others, is sure to have raised some eyebrows, yes. In fact, a lot of very powerful individuals might be losing night sleep over this. And they should, for obvious reasons. And in trying to understand Trump's strategic goals or his rationale, believe me, I know there are groups out there that are fighting to avoid exposure of wrongdoing and wastefulness. They certainly don't want to be seen on that Epstein file list or the next files that Trump wishes to reveal. Many experts, after scratching their heads to make sense of this whole administration, have concluded that Trump is such a force of chaos that his mind is just above or beneath comprehension. It's all crazy, they say. Crazy. To sum it up, Trump's moves are better understood as part of a power grab or a war declared on sectors of the deep state. I think their statements to obtain leverage by intimidation. I mean, who's going to argue with someone who's crazy? I mean, Nixon did this, right? But now I worry that there are those weighted with vengeance that are in the wings ready to pounce. And people have already wondered, why hasn't it happened yet? Well, I think it is happening. There's a movement called the hashtag OutGov. It's apparently rebelling against Trump and Musk. They're doing it from the inside. We're literally watching a well-tuned conspiracy and a well-tuned cover-up to cover up a conspiracy, or vice versa. And prior to this year, Democrats had been in control of the White House for 12 of the past 16 years. Over time, the left that were hired for key positions just kept hiring more left people underneath them. In fact, it's getting to a point where DEI policies at various agencies essentially institutionalize the systematic hiring of left-wing thinkers and influencers. By the end of the Biden administration, the left dominated, or the left's domination of most of our federal agencies was virtually complete. But now we have a new administration that most of our leftist federal workers absolutely hate. Many of them have absolutely no intention of cooperating with the new administration, and some of them have started to openly rebel against it. Little acts of sabotage are the plan. And over time, these acts will become greater, which will determine, well, it'll actually be detrimental to progress. So this hashtag OutGov movement has developed a visible public-facing presence in recent weeks through blue sky accounts, most of which bear the names of initials of federal agencies, aimed at getting information out to the public and correcting so-called disinformation about the chaos being unleashed by the Trump administration. So they, too, have decided to jump on the alternative bandwagon. 40 accounts to date. They have this collective megaphone. It's getting louder as most of the accounts have tens of thousands of followers with Alt-CDC, they-them. They are the largest at nearly 95,000 followers. The network has also formed a group and a series of subgroups on Wire. They're using this. It's encrypted messaging to share information and develop strategies. And most people don't realize this, but the OutGov movement was very active during the Trump administration, just basically doing things subtly. It's not like Antifa or any other group. But see, that's the thing, is when you think about these undermining agencies, groups, and those who wish to, hold the deep state in high regard and be damned, they're going to go after Trump and make him look bad. We're looking at insubordination. We're looking at a silent coup. We're looking at, you know, things that are being promised that could very well be sabotaged, just like this Epstein stuff. I mean, who wants to find someone on the list? Who wants to find Trump on the list? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they somehow find a way to do that. It's FAFO, man. It's all about FAFO. You guys screw up, this is what you get. You're going to watch it all. It's going to be like Entertainment Tonight, every night, every day. Like I was saying, we have an accomplished comedian from Ukraine fighting with a reality TV star in the White House, and it makes you wonder just how much of this is theater and how much of this is reality. And I'm not saying it's not reality. I'm just saying that it's entertaining to see, the reason why it's entertaining to see is because most people who listen to shows like mine and listen to what are called quote unquote conspiracy theorists, they already know what's going on. They've already read what has happened. They already know the names of people that are on the list of Epstein. They already know that, you know, we've been jokingly saying that Epstein didn't kill himself. There's just a bunch of things that the American people want to know, and they're not going to find out because this is nothing more than a blow up. This is a farce. This is a fraud, a hoax. It was a bust, a nothing burger, they say. And so I just think that we need to be aware that these things are happening, that these things are underway, and that, there's going to be a lot of stuff that is going to get into the mainstream that they're going to believe and they're going to report as fact. More so than they did during the administration, where they were talking about Russian collusion and other things. Because, I mean, the media loves to spin conspiracy theories, and they love to trample over the ones that they don't endorse. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. We have Ed Opperman coming up to talk about this on Ground Zero. So get your questions ready. 503-225-0860. We'll be back. We'll be right back. is the president of Opperman Investigations and Digital Forensic Consulting and the host of the Opperman Report, a radio talk show. Opperman did the first radio report on Epstein in 2013. He was the first to have published a 24-page letter from Epstein's attorney, Jerry Lefcourt, which claimed Epstein helped the Clintons on the Global Clinton Initiative. Later in 2015, Opperman was hired as a private investigator in the Katie Johnson, Jane Doe lawsuit against Trump and Epstein. Later, Ed was hired to work some Epstein litigation in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Besides Epstein, more recently, Opperman has been involved in cases around the Hunter Biden laptop, Stormy Daniels case, and everything that basically resulted in Trump's 34 felonies. Ed Opperman, welcome to Ground Zero.
Hey, Clyde, how have you been?
Been okay. I hear you're a little under a weather. I hope.
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just wanted to make sure you're okay, really.
Got one foot in the grave, bro.
We all seem to feel like that right now. Yeah. So, okay, so this thing happened. This whole Epstein file nonsense happened. This is definitely something that it seems a lot more, I guess, sinister and kind of fake, sort of. It just makes everybody feel like that something is up. It's a cover-up of a cover-up. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, boy, it's a good question. You know, it seems like they were unprepared for this. At least Bondi was unprepared for what she was going to receive because she did write that cover letter accusing Patel of holding things back, right? So there's that, you know. But then again, according to her, she's had this material for quite a while. And then the way they launched it, like you were complaining about in your notes there, about how they launched it with these podcasters and these paid influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Very disturbing, the whole thing.
Why do you think they used influencers and podcasters instead of going down channels? Because, again, that's like saying, okay – it's like reporting the second coming is happening with Jesus and hiring a what do you call those telephone solicitors to tell everybody about it. Wouldn't that be like a pain in the butt? Just like, hey, I'm getting one of those prank telephone spam calls telling me that Jesus has returned. I mean, this is exactly how I feel about this type of stuff.
You know, Clyde, I got to tell you, you know, like I said in the intro I sent you over there, and I started work on this in 2013. We did the first radio show about Jeffrey Epstein. And I just see so much garbage out there. The story is just so twisted and controlled in so many ways. I've kind of given up that there's even any hope of getting any truth and reality. First of all, this whole idea of a list. Mm. There's no evidence whatsoever of Jeffrey Epstein ever getting paid for providing a child to someone else for sex, for getting paid as a client.
Right.
Yes, he probably did provide children to other men, and that is sex trafficking. But there is no client list, and where would that client list be in this kind of investigation? You got 301, you know, 302's FBI interview forms, but where would this list be? There's not going to be a list of clients anywhere. It's just not going to exist. And by the way, get this: I got a friend who has Jeffrey Epstein's phone records. Okay, how come nobody wants that list?
Well, here's the thing, too. What about the Black Book? They were saying, everybody's, you know, all excited about the Black Book. Plenty of conspiracy theories going around, naming people, saying, you know, these people were in his Black Book, therefore, ipso facto, pedophile. I would say this. I would venture a guess that anybody that Epstein wanted to get to know or even call would be in that book, not necessarily people who have shown up at his doorstep wanting children to have sex with.
Well, the theory with that – there's two Black Books, okay? But the theory with that – and two address books, let's call them. But the theory about that is the ones that were circled were the ones that were massage-related,
mm-hmm.
and were more inclined to be involved in these kind of activities.
Right. So it happened to be the circled names. See, that's the thing, though. These court of public opinion journalists, though, are going to find their political enemies and say, he's on the list. He's on the list. She's on the list. They're on the list. I mean, but see, with work like you've done and others – we seem to know everything there is to know already, and there's no real reason to be doing this.
Well, now, yeah, they have the unredacted address books. They're out there. You can find – they're even searchable. You can find – they have searchable databases with those names on them. But then there's also totally, completely bogus lists with Tom Hanks' name on them, crazy stuff like that. Just totally just made-up lists.
Mm-hmm.
This whole idea of a list, man, really pisses me off to begin with. There's no such thing as a list.
No.
But if there was a list, you know what I would want to see a list of, Clyde Lewis?
Mm.
A list of the people working at the Royal Palms High School back in 2004. Because if you read the 2006 grand jury transcripts, it was just recently unsealed, okay, about a year ago. And if you read that, the detective in charge of that case says everyone at that, there was no one at that school that was unaware of what was going on. These kids, you can read from their own lips, these poor kids, man, talking about, okay, I'm going to go meet this millionaire. I'm going to get paid $300. If I bring another kid, I'll get $100 for bringing another kid over. And they're talking about, okay, I'm going to get a ride for my cousin at the trailer park. The kid at the trailer park says, watch out for that old man. Everybody knows. Everyone in that town knew what was going on with this stuff. And then if you read that 2006 grand jury transcript again, too, the prosecutor is smearing these victims and trying to throw the case. And if it wasn't for some kindly grand jurors who took over the questioning and even gave these young women advice and counsel saying, hey, don't you want to get you want to get ahead of this because in the future you might be traumatized by this? Wouldn't you like to move ahead with this case? Otherwise, the prosecutor would have threw that case.
We have looked at this type of stuff in the past. Why do you think really no one steps up and said, well, take a look at this. Here's something to look at. Why is it that we have to build up all this, hype for something that was a bait and switch?
I think the opposition has a lot of money and power, and they throw up a lot of distractions and a lot of disinformation, especially around this case.
Do you think a lot of this cover-up of a cover-up, yeah. Do you think this was done to embarrass Trump?
No.
No?
No. I think this was unplanned, okay?
All right.
And when you hear this stuff about they're talking about that rumor about SDNY is holding back information, okay, I don't have any firsthand information on that. It could be true. And what I sent you in that email that Rudy Giuliani mm-hmm. Worked for Tower Financial.
Yes.
Which was that company run by Stephen Hoffenberg. I interviewed Hoffenberg like a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
And Hoffenberg brought in Epstein to work for him at the Tower Financial. It was a Ponzi scheme. They stole $400 million.
Right.
And Rudy Giuliani was being paid $1 million a year to run interference with SDNY. Let's say what obviously was going on there.
Right.
There would be no other reason to pay a lawyer $1 million a year unless he had some kind of juice like that. So Rudy could still have that juice in SDNY right now, too. It's possible, too, as well.
So, you're looking at what Rudy, you know, siding with Epstein. Again, is this guilty by association? I mean, he was, here he was, you know, dealing with that kind of, again, more money changing hands for something that, that hides behind philanthropy. I mean, you look at the Clintons as well and what they were involved with working with Epstein and what he gave them as well.
Yeah, that's a legitimate question, okay? Okay, am I just smearing Rudy by saying guilt by association? But first of all, you can Google all day long. You're not going to find that he was being paid $1 million a year. I got that from the guy that was signing the checks. You could only hear it by listening to my show.
Right.
You can only find that information. But the thing is, what happened was, see, when the heat started coming down on Tower Financial, Darren Endike and Richard Kahn and Jeffrey Epstein all got off scot-free. Okay, they all got off scot-free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Hoffenberg is holding the bag doing prison for 20 years. And by the way, Hoffenberg was he ran a PAC for Trump. So it's not all black and white, you know. It's not all black and white. You got to take politics totally out of this stuff.
Oh, I know. You have to take politics out of it and start talking about criminal behavior. That's how you do it. Ed Opperman with us tonight on Ground Zero. Numbers to call 503-225-0860. It's 503-225-0860. Have any questions for Ed? He's the guy, man. He knows this stuff in and out. So check it out. 503-225-0860. We'll be back.
full moat by the bowl.
Would you declassify the Epstein files?
No.
This is a Fox News alert. The Epstein files have been released.
The Epstein files failing to live up to the hype thus far. Really, a lack of any bombshells being made public.
These files released last night were the files that were largely already in the public view before from previous reporting. Director Patel said in a statement, there will be no cover-ups, no missing documents, and no stone left unturned. And anyone from the prior or current bureau who undermines this will be swiftly pursued. If there are gaps, we will find them. If records have been hidden, we will uncover them.
As you know, we released about 120 pages of documents.
There has to be more.
There has to be more.
We carefully redacted them.
I'm assured
we will get everything.
Thousands.
We will have it in our possession.
There has to be more. There has to be more. More.
To Ground Zero. Ed Opperman with us tonight. He's the man that knows all about the Epstein files. He's done investigative reporting for some time now and giving us the lowdown. You know, Ed, I kick back and I say to myself, you know, what is it that the American people want to know? What is it they want to know they haven't already heard? I mean, we're not going to hear any revelations about what happened to him when he died. I don't think we're hearing any, like you said, there's no list of people. There's no list of clients. I mean, what do you think the American people were expecting, and why is it they see it as a bust?
Oh, they expect a list.
Is that what it is?
A list.
Yeah, the list.
Okay. It was such and such a name. He paid $25 on such and such a date. That's what they think.
Oh.
But by the way, there's a lot of stuff. You know, if they were to release everything hidden about investigative work on Epstein, that would prohibit cases against other people in the future. It would damage information. But there is some other stuff out there. You know, just like a year ago, 2 years ago, Sarah Ransom and Maria Farmer filed a complaint against the FBI. See, because back in the 90s, they went to NYPD and they went to FBI. They both made reports about Epstein. He could have been stopped back then. Now, recently, they filed a claim against the FBI for many millions of dollars. You don't hear about that case at all. No one's talking about that. But there's a lot of information in that. You can find it on my Patreon for free, the Opperman Report Patreon. And that 24-page letter, too, about the Clintons, that's up on the Patreon, too, for free.
You know, the Clintons have always been, I mean, I remember doing an investigation a while back about the Chinese triad, the fact that they were child trafficking through Thailand, Southeast Asia. The Clintons were getting money for their campaigns through the Chinese triad. Now we hear that they were part, you know, that Epstein had a part in their Clinton, what would they call that, that they were involved, that he was involved with? What was it called?
I used to call it the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, the Clinton Foundation.
The Clinton Global Initiative.
Yeah.
What it's actually called.
Yeah, and he was involved with that. And it just makes me wonder just how much of the Clinton philosophy dealt with the rape and bloodletting of children. And how, if it were reported, how much of a scan. I mean, again, if these things are reported, what are the American people going to do about it? What are they expecting the American people to do if we found out that the Clintons were... You know, hell, Bill Gates has been in the spotlight for going to the ranch, and no one said anything about him. They still think that he's a savior for vaccines.
Well, like you said, we can't tar everybody with the same brush. You know, and just because they were connected to Epstein doesn't mean they were having sex with Epstein.
Right.
You know, and a lot of this stuff, like I said, you know, it's... Like the operation that we know about was getting three little girls a day from the Royal Palms High School and then the trailer parks around that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. None of them were getting on planes. None of them were going on islands. Okay, not one of them. They were traveling like 20 minutes away to Epstein's house. Three a day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We know about that for a fact. Now, by the way, too, you know, Pam Bondi, she was the attorney general of Florida right after that when Acosta was the attorney general that dropped these charges and made this deal with Epstein. She had to be a deputy of his somewhere along the line under him. Mm-hmm. And then she takes over in 2011. Epstein doesn't have a worry in the world from 2011 on until he finally gets arrested out of New York. So there's that. Then there's Kash Patel. You see him, man, he's posing with Steve Bannon and Bernie Kerik, right? And Steve Bannon, I got a show you can look it up called Opperman Report, Steve Bannon Porn and Meth House, okay? Steve Bannon had a house in Florida where they were the tenant that took over the place after Steve Bannon left found a residue of meth lab in there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they also had padlocks on the inside of the doors and windows to keep people locked inside. When he was interviewed by the cops down in Florida, he says at the end of the interview, he leaves this little clue, and he says, and I hope this leads to the investigations in Palm Beach. Okay, Bannon was friends with Epstein way back to Wall Street years and years and years ago. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And Bannon also too endorsed my lawsuit against Epstein, the Jane Doe lawsuit too, when that Roy Moore thing was going on.
Mm-hmm.
He said a quote in the press saying, "Well, what about your father and that 13-year-old?" That's the case we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
So the Kash Patel, he's hanging around with who? With Steve Bannon, this guy who's just as shady as Epstein. He's also hanging out with Bernie Kerik, right, who was the January 6th war room guy. He paid $50,000 for the war room. Kerik is a convicted felon to begin with, right? But he had a friend. You might know this story. Larry Ray.
Mm-hmm.
The Sarah Lawrence pimp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I talked to him for about 2.5 hours on the phone. Larry Ray. And I got his number from A.J. Weberman, the yippie garbologist.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So Larry Ray, man, was best friends and the best man at Bernie Kerik's wedding. And on that day, when you see Bernie Kerik on 9/11 telling Rudy Giuliani, no, let's not go to Building 7. Let's go to this other direction. Larry Ray was his best friend, and Larry Ray was pimping out his girlfriend for $8,000 a day.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Now, who's the other one? Who's the deputy FBI director right now?
I don't know.
Dan Bongino.
Oh, yeah, Bongino. Well, he's the second, right? Yeah.
Dan
Bongino.
Right,
yeah, it was just the other day. That's why I was drawing a blank, was because it was just the other day they announced that.
I know. Everything's happening so fast.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing, is that it's happening too fast, and that's... Yeah. That's why, you know, I used to be really good at this. Now I have to revamp right. my style and I don't know, I can't keep up with you. You've been a professional for too long. I'm just saying, I got to ramp up my style to keep up.
No, I'm off my game today.
We're all off our games. It's the Trump administration. What do you expect?
But Dan Bongino, man, he's photographed next to that woman Cindy Yang, who owned that massage parlor where the football guy who owned the football team, the Patriots, New England Patriots, that he got arrested at the massage parlor in Palm Beach.
Okay. I'm trying to think.
Bongino
is
posing in a picture with the woman who owned that massage parlor.
Seriously?
Yes. And there's serious trafficking went on at that place, too, because the way it came to the police attention was the women living in there, okay, the strip mall massage parlor where they worked, and they were cooking on barbecues outside in the alley behind the place.
Wow. We're going to come. This is awesome. Ed, we're going to be right back. Okay, got more to come. Ed Opperman, tonight on Ground Zero. It's like we got this inside information that nobody else has. 503-225-0860. It's 503-225-0860. Back with more Ground Zero. Don't go away. Hey, Ed, can you tell us where we can listen to your podcast? Because I know that a lot of people love you and they want to know where you are and what you're doing.
I guess the best place is Spreaker.com. But you can find it. It's on all the podcast catchers. You could just put up Opperman Report, opermanreport.com or Opperman Report. It comes right up.
So, okay, do you think, like I do, that most of what we're hearing about, whether it be the list or something else, all went into the shredder even before they brought out those binders and say, look what we have, and it was absolutely nothing?
Well, I can tell you this. Way back with the Mueller investigation and the SDNY investigation into the whole Stormy Daniels deal with Michael Cohen, the FBI and SDNY weren't even asking about Epstein, okay? And let me tell you, man, you know, a lot of people involved in those deals, man, knew all about Epstein because they were involved in Epstein cases.
Right.
So I think before they even get to the shredder, I think there was a lot of non-investigations even before the shredder. We know Acosta was in the bag with Epstein down in Florida. He got that sweetheart deal that went on for so long. They first did the trash pulls in 2004. They got the first victim in 2004. They didn't get a grand jury indictment until 2006.
Right.
He didn't do a day in jail until 2008. Okay, 4 years, man, you know, of just dancing between the raindrops.
Who do you think, now I'm putting on my conspiracy hat here, I think I know who did in Epstein. Who do you think did it?
I don't know.
I think the Royals did it, actually. I mean, I'm the Royals. I think the Royals had something to do with it. I think they, what is it, MI6? I think they had something to do with it. I think under the supervision of the Mossad, we had a group of individuals wanting to take him out because of what he knew. He was an asset for blackmail. And, of course, Prince Andrew certainly had a lot to confess, along with Jimmy Savile and others. And I think that they would lead right to Epstein. And I think it's not America-centric that he wanted to die. People say the Clintons did it or others did it. I have a feeling the Royals did it.
I'm not convinced he ever died. I think he could have been walked out of there. The people involved had that kind of juice.
Uh-huh.
The way Hoffenberg met Epstein was through Patrick Leese, who was MI6 and an arms dealer character. And Epstein was involved, too. If you listen to Ari Ben-Menashe, he was also involved with Khashoggi and Iran-Contra, all kinds of stuff. Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, was definitely Mossad. So I think it was a common and Epstein had a building that was owned by the State Department, the U.S. State Department. So there's definitely intelligence elements there enough to say that, hey, if they want to walk this guy out, they could definitely pull it off.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's another thing, too. It's like maybe he didn't die. Maybe that it was just a big lie and he's off somewhere, you know.
But you know about the other cellmate that's dead, right?
No. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Everyone talks about the cellmate, and they talk about that big musclehead cop who killed all those people.
Uh-huh.
But his last real cellmate was this other guy, Rodriguez, something like that.
Mm.
And but he had to go to court that day, so he wasn't staying there that day when Epstein died. And then Bill Barr interviewed him, and he came up with this story about how he was jonesing for heroin and Epstein managed to smuggle some heroin into him. But he's dead now, too, that guy. He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And his daughter stopped talking to the press.
Another dead end. Literally another dead end. We got to go to some calls right now. Let's go to Moscow. Bob calling in from Russia. Hey, Bob, you're on Ground Zero.
Hey, good morning. My curious question is this the old Sun Tzu, old Chinese warrior philosopher? Keep your enemies as close as possible to you. Is this is what's going on? Because all these people you've talked about, Patel, Bongino, all these other guys have had access to Epstein, know stuff about the case. And why was the island never secluded, never investigated? Why did they allow it to be just totally dismantled without an FBI investigation, without the United States State Department going to them and say, hey, this is a crime scene, we want this secured?
No, the
how
FBI
come it was never done?
Okay, what'd you say, Ed? Go ahead.
The FBI searched the island.
The FBI searched the island. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Okay. So the FBI did search the island, Bob. Yeah, they did. They did.
Did they actually take files, or did they just basically get rid of what they needed to because the powers above them told them, we don't want any information coming out?
Well, we know there's other stuff. We know there's other stuff from the mansion, from that search warrant execution there. You know, by the way, back to Royal Palms High School, Did you know that Jeffrey Epstein had the school transcripts of those little girls in his house there in Palm Beach?
No.
Yeah, I know. Nobody talks about this stuff. The real stuff nobody talks about. So they got stuff from there. They were tipped off to that search, by the way, too. They cleaned out a bunch of cameras and stuff. But they were tipped off to that search. They did search the island. They recovered stuff there. And in his place in Manhattan, they actually saw it open a safe. There's things in there, too. But there's video of Endike and Khan leaving his mansion with boxes full of stuff. Okay, there's video of this. Those were the two partners at Tower Financial. They were partners with the Epstein, Endike, and Khan, okay, and Rudy was the lawyer. Then they go down, they set up the Southern Trust down in Virgin Islands, right? Then after Epstein dies, these two guys, Endike and Khan, they set up a trust called the Butterfly Trust, and they steal $10 million.
Jeez.
They steal $10 million, not a single consequence.
That's insane. And just like, yeah.
If it was your mother's estate and you stole $10,000, I sold $10,000 or $1,000, you'd go to prison.
And they didn't see one day in prison. Seth in Florida, you're on with Ed Opperman. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say, great guest, by the way. I imagine, you know, in terms of the idea of a list or something, A, that would be pretty stupid to write down. And two, I think it kind of covers, you know, it's not one side or the other. I think it's just dealing with a lot of powerful people. And I think if they would all get hit. And just wanted to add something when you talked about the, let's say, the possible political theater today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you titles, but I've been on a few reality shows.
Okay.
And it struck me very close to home. And I wouldn't actually gauge the president or Zelensky as being in on it. But J.D. Vance, definitely, it reminded me of when we would be on a show and everyone was getting along, you would see a producer go into a room, and then next thing you know, someone would come out and start some sort of drama. And that J.D. Vance, it seemed straight up like that.
It looked like that to me too. I mean, we're talking about the meeting today with Zelensky and Trump and Vance, and how it all came out looking like some reality TV show. Did you see that, Ed?
Yeah, I've done some reality TV too, and I know what you're talking about. Okay.
It definitely struck me like that.
Yeah.
But the one thing that would sway me away from that is Trump kept calling it raw earth materials, raw earth instead of rare earth. Well, I don't think he was doing that on purpose.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the call. And Ed, always a pleasure having you on this program.
Clyde, thank you so much.
Oh, you got it, man. And again, just look up Ed Opperman, Spreaker, elsewhere. Always good to talk with you. Ed, get better. Hope to talk to you again soon. You take care of yourself. And if something breaks, please get a hold of Ron and let's talk about it, okay?
You got it. No problem.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, guys. We got another hour to go on this program, so we're going to move forward with that. So join us. You can call us, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. We'll be back.
Love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment, including the network you're listening to right now, the Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Find me on a journey where getting lost is the only true destination. For the past, present, and future all coexist on the same timeline, where happiness is an illusion. This is the future we are in right now, where our phones are the first things that we touch when we wake up, the last thing we touch before falling asleep. Radiant, seductive screens we so lovingly, endlessly gaze upon. Much like you're doing right now. Welcome to a future where our true reflection is only revealed once the screen goes dark. Welcome to the darkness. I hope you find it enlightening.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"Wait, Jimmy."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"Wait, wait."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"Wait,
give up.
Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I want to invite you to come to groundzeroplus.com. It's a neat URL for a new website that we're putting together. Groundzeroplus.com. I'm going to have a Kicking It with Clyde. It's going to be happening at 2 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow. It's another mass chat with the listeners. If you want to go in, it's going to be free. All you got to do is find the links on the site. We've got plenty of links on the site for everything. You can go there, Ground Zero Plus. It's P-L-U-S, groundzeroplus.com. Chris from the UK has put it together for us. Very grateful for that. He's a hero of Ground Zero. Many of you can be as well. We also have a crowdfunding for Ground Zero. Of course, our legal battles and other things that are happening at the moment, we hope that we can clear those up, but in the meantime, we need to continue to broadcast. Of course, we have our national show, but we certainly are. We certainly have a lot of money coming from the subscriptions, and without that, we can't survive, literally. And so, we really need you to help us as we move the subscriptions over to a new format. If you could please donate. In fact, we're going to give five lucky people who donate whatever you donate. We're going to do a random drawing of five people who will get a two-year subscription to Ground Zero Plus. And so if you do that, just go to groundzeroplus.com. We're in the chat room right now if you want to come by and say hi. And also there's a link where you can listen to the program online. For those of you that are wondering, where did the show go? It went to Ground Zero Plus. Also, we have a number of shows that were available for free right now as we're moving along. So please go to groundzeroplus.com. It'll be our new home for the platform that we had as we're going through the changes, moving on from Aftermath. So, I was reading about the Epstein files. Of course, Attorney General Pam Bondi instructed the FBI to deliver all the documents related to Jeffrey Epstein to her office, and they told her, well, we did it. But now it turns out that they had secretly held back thousands of documents. Pam Bondi's upset. Attorney General Pam Bondi actually sent a letter to FBI, a very, very fiery letter to the FBI Director Kash Patel, accusing federal investigators in New York of withholding thousands of pages of Jeffrey Epstein documents that she's vowed to make public. Bondi said that she had requested full Epstein case files before Patel was confirmed as the head of the FBI and received about 200 pages of files, far less than the number of pages released last year in a civil lawsuit connected to Ghislaine Maxwell, the trafficker's former lover and convicted accomplice. Well, unfortunately, we're learning that many of those documents that Bondi wants are gone. They may not exist. Again, it sounds like a major hoax, bait and switch on the American people. FBI whistleblower Garrett O'Boyle revealed there are operatives inside the FBI that have been working feverishly to destroy the files. Remember I was saying that there's an underground group of individuals that are trying to sabotage the transparency? Well, now we have Garrett O'Boyle saying that, yes, they are there in the FBI trying to destroy some of the files, some of the sensitive files. Garrett O'Boyle said this. He says, it's being reported that there are FBI servers and people inside the FBI have been working night and day to destroy files on these servers. No idea what it is, he says. I can only speculate, but you mentioned the Epstein list, he added. I'd imagine it's cases like that. Yeah, it's like Ed said, people want the list. Well, you're not going to get a list. Cash Patel has finally been confirmed, of course. He's moving quickly to try and control the agency, but it appears that many FBI agents have no intention of obeying his orders. Remember, I was talking about the insubordination. I was talking about the outgov, hashtag outgov, this conspiracy to undermine the president. And that is the conspiracy. It is the cover up. It is the hoax and the bait and switch to cover up a larger conspiracy where there are people that are working behind the scenes to dramatically bring down President Trump. James Carville, I saw something about him today saying, you know, that anything from accusing Trump of having syphilis to something else. But he did an op-ed in the New York Times where he said, the best thing Democrats can do in this moment, it said, with no clear leader to voice our opposition, no control in any branch of government, it's time for Democrats to embark on the most daring political maneuver in the history of our party, roll over and play dead. He said, Donald Trump and his cronies have underestimated the American public's tolerance for chaos, incompetence, and masculinity contest with other world leaders that may very well end in a crashed economy. He says the best path then is to just wait while Trump still has some afterglow from the election until his approval numbers have tanked and then make like a pack of hyenas and go for the jugular. They're just waiting for a mess up. And I think that it's worse than that. I was talking about insubordination. This would be a bloodless coup. Now, who knows who's behind it? But there are a number of people who certainly and secretly wish to commit sabotage. And the FBI is part of this, as O'Boyle has said to the media, that they are going and using, well, they're taking paper transfers and lists and other things, and they are shredding them because they don't want to obey the orders of Cash Patel. So if this sort of insubordination persists, more agencies may want to have we may have to dismantle these agencies just like USAID was dismantled. Many workers that were fired at USAID and other federal agencies are now conducting wild protests against the president and against Elon Musk. Dozens of protesters crammed into the lobby of the office of Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. But they eventually were tossed out by security. They also tried to get into the district office of Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota, but they were pushed out by staffers. So there is an insubordination underway. It's not getting much media attention, but I think it's starting up. And as I said, as the weather gets better, we're going to be seeing some upheaval. The Epstein case, the Epstein bait and switch, the Epstein hoax, I think, is the beginning of the agenda, or at least the strategy, to humiliate Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and their acts of transparency. What are your thoughts? 503-225-0860. It's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero. We'll be back. Sucks. when you have a president that's doing all kinds of things to bring transparency to the front of the line, it sucks for some people that have been making money off the system and have been doing so the whole time. So those people who find themselves in that situation decide that they want to do little things, subtle things, that could bring down the presidency. Okay? And this is all going back to USAID. This is going back to other, they just fired a bunch of IRS employees. I mean, there are things that are going on right now, happening so quickly. But yet there's out-government that's right now, there are a group of individuals that are saying they're waiting for the moment where they can just jump and they can, you know, rip the juggler out. That's what James Carville was saying. He says, just, you know, sit back, relax, let it ride for a while, let the afterglow die down, and then strike. This is where, you know, again, when we talk about inciting a riot or inciting a civil upheaval, you know, they said that Trump did that with January 6th. Well, it's going on now. A number of things like the Epstein files and stuff like that, it's a no-show, and they're basically defying orders. The FBI is defying orders saying, hey, we're going to shred these documents. Who cares if President Trump wants them to come out? Who cares if Pam Bondi's embarrassed by this? See, that's somebody is losing, they're losing control because of an all-out rebellion, an all-out, I guess you'd call it insubordination. Wouldn't you call it insubordination? It's not a full-on coup yet, but it could turn into one, you know? It's just people have been making comments about losing their jobs. There was actually a number of employees at USAID that said that when they were let go, they were given 15 minutes to clear their personal belongings out of their workplaces. And that's just the beginning. I mean, the cuts are only going to get deeper and deeper and deeper in the weeks ahead. For example, the Trump administration has announced that, as I said earlier, 120 IRS offices will be permanently shut down. And we said this was going to happen a few days ago, right? President Trump has instructed those running our federal agencies to turn in a plan for large-scale headcount reductions by March 13th. So many federal workers could eventually lose their jobs. So how many others are plotting their revenge against Trump and Musk? Think about it. You don't think that's happening? You don't think this Epstein fiasco is, I mean, like, yeah, it's a hoax, it's a cover-up of a cover-up, but it's well-organized because it's one way to rebel. We've never seen anything like this before. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of, I mean, maybe the coup against FDR? I don't know about that. Anyway, but on top of everything else that's going on, we have this, I don't know if you know this, but we have a potential government shutdown that's going to be looming over us in the next month. I mean, there's so much infighting in Washington, D.C. right now, so much chaos, and of course, the chaos in Washington is just one element of this perfect storm that's raging all around us. If you can't see the storm clouds gathering, and if you're not preparing, then I don't know what to tell you. Because, oh, Clyde, you say to prepare all the time and nothing's happening. No, nothing's happening to you. Okay? If you're telling me that nothing's happening to you, it doesn't mean that it won't happen to you. It doesn't mean that you won't be affected by this this bloodless coup, or you won't be affected by an all-out rebellion where people take to the streets and start beating people up or start burning down houses again. I can feel this, man. I can feel it because if this is happening and people think that everything's crazy and out of control, say the laws don't apply to them. The rules don't apply to them. And the more we cut, the more we cut away, the more we give transparency, the more people are going to realize that a lot of it, they can't help. They can't change anything. Even if the list was given tomorrow of Epstein, what would you do? What would your plan be? How important is it right now to hear about the Epstein list? I don't think anybody's really thought about it. You know, yeah, okay, it's like we want to find out the truth, but what do we really want to find out? Find out who we can blame? I mean, let's face it, the majority of people in power, yes, they've abused their share of people. They've been involved in sex trafficking. They've been involved in pedophilia. Of course they have. And you'd be surprised who in Washington, D.C. has done this. So what do you think? The so-called conspiracy theorists, the alternative media, they've argued that according to the evidence, there has been an organized criminal cabal operating a long-running agenda to exploit and eventually destroy Western culture. And now we're finding out the truth and we're deciding that, what are we deciding? What's our plan now? The conspiracy theorists were right. There's an agenda to destroy our way of life. The starting gun has already been fired. And it's now been proven that much of this agenda was being funded with our own tax dollars while using government institutions and NGOs as vehicles for social engineering. This is a John Barr hinge. This is a crossroads. This is a crossroads moment. It's a time when reality is no longer discarded for the sake of collective comfort, and conspiracy or conspiracy theory is now becoming historic fact. This is why it's vital that we continue to do our show. We continue to keep it on the air because of all the things we've talked about in the last 30 years on this program, all to be taken away by one person who's decided to screw people over. That's not going to happen on my watch. It's not going to happen with my supporters. We know there's a conspiracy. We know that they are out there. I don't know if you'd call that the undetermined they, the unwashed they. They're out to get us. And you know what sucks right now is I used to be able to name they or them. And now it's difficult to name they or them. Because you know why? More of them have joined the ranks of the secret rebellion to disrupt our way of life. The truth is coming to light in a big way. But what does this mean for the future? Does anyone see this as a wake-up call to be prepared for yet another civil upheaval? I say yes. It's underway now. It's talked about in hushed tones, in meetings, in Washington, and beyond. It's coming to light. I mean, Doge, you look at Elon Musk's Doge group, it's only beginning to dip its toes into the dark waters of the Treasury, Medicaid, Social Security, the Defense Department. And we all know what we've talked about, horrifying monsters lurking there. And this doesn't even take into account the hidden activities of the controllers of the Federal Reserve. What's going to happen when that goes down? We know it will. All these things the conspiracy theorists have been talking about are now going to be exposed. And there are plenty of people out there that don't want that exposure, and they'll fight like hell to make sure it doesn't happen. They won't follow orders. They'll just rebel. Insubordination, insurrection, call it what you will. Carville saying that we got to wait and then jump like hyenas through the jugular vein. Isn't that inciting a riot? Isn't that inciting a civil upheaval or a civil war? No one says anything. Well, I do. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I would love to hear your thoughts on what I'm talking about tonight. 503-225-0860. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
press right now saying this. Bondi released government documents related to wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein, but the first wave of files posted on the Justice Department website have largely been circulating in the public domain for years and did not include any new bombshells about the sex trafficking case that has been a favorite subject of conspiracy theorists.
So we're looking today to find out more about why the government's been so suspiciously protective of Jeffrey Epstein.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has been thwarted by a corrupt FBI that is continuing to hide documents despite her ordering them to hand it all over. Reports are flooding in that U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi is accusing the FBI field office in New York of concealing thousands of pages of documents tied to the investigation and indictment of Jeffrey Epstein.
A source told me New York, SDNY, they're sitting on thousands of pages of documents regarding Epstein.
Bondi just announced she is essentially launching an investigation into the FBI for allegedly hiding documents.
Well, I think the FBI was a very corrupt institution, and I'm a victim of it in the true sense.
The Southern District of New York, the FBI in the Southern District of New York, actually has the tapes and everything else and will not turn it over to the White House or to Pam Bondi. If that indeed is true, then we have a civil war on our hands.
I'm Clyde Lewis. You are listening to Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Let's go to Melissa in South Carolina. Hey, Melissa, you're on Ground Zero.
Hello, another great show. Your guest, Ed, was so informed. It was just like, boom, boom, boom. And so I was typing away to my son because all of these things are things that I had mentioned to him. So I can tell Ed is probably my age. So one of the things he brought up a couple of times was Epstein being tried in Florida when they could have nailed him, could have sent him to prison then.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, Ed, I think, referred to the judge as Acosta a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I believe, and you can fact check me, Alex Azar was actually the judge who allowed him to get a slap on the wrist, and all this evidence was there, and it just all got swept under the rug. When Trump then became president, he appointed Alex Azar to a, not a cabinet position, but something high up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that got my attention because people like you and other people are paying attention to all of this stuff right away noticed that he was the guy who let Epstein off, even though Epstein wasn't even on the radar screen like he has been the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that if you could get a hold of your guest and maybe confirm that and correct that, that that's really who he was referencing.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing that's really concerning to me, he brought up the 9/11, the Giuliani connections. Giuliani is not our friend. He's not a good guy and never has been. And so there's a movie called 9/11, 911, Graydon Carter, Vanity Fair, produced it along with Gideon and Jules, the two French journalist photographers. Do you remember that movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome.
I remember the movie.
And so in the lobby of World Trade Center 1, I think it was 1, and Ed brought up, who's the police chief? He brought up Giuliani and the police chief. I'm drawing a blank, but he said that he was a felon, and also he didn't mention Ray Kelly, the fire chief. All three of those men were standing there, and they were being filmed, and you know all this stuff was going on. And during that time, our firefighters, our precious firefighters, were going up the steps to their death. They knew they were going to die, and those three men were standing there.
Giuliani was there.
Giuliani and the police chief.
Right.
And so Ed mentioned how corrupt this guy was.
Was it Hoffenberg? Hoffenberg, right?
No. That's another name. That was another incredible thing that he brought up. I can't believe we can't think of it because he's a big fixture in politics, New York politics. But it's so chilling because those three men stood there when these towers were getting ready to come down, and they authorized for those brave firefighters to walk up those steps to their death. To me, that's just one of the most chilling things. And so that was huge. But there were also, like, one thing after another, names that came up and connections. Like, that's why I'm saying Ed is old like me. We've been paying attention for a long time. But everybody needs to hear these connections. You know, this is the reality. And then Pam Bondi, Sean Hannity, promoted her on his show for 20 years. And I'd hear her in interviews on his radio show. And she was, so when she got put into that huge position, AG, Attorney General for our country, I just thought, no, we need a man. We need a tough guy. We need a really good, angelic, tough guy.
Right.
But she was there. And I look at her and I see the blonde, this is a judgment, but I see this blonde straw hair that she's had for 20 years and the makeup and the V-neck tops and all this stuff. And I say, no, we need a good man to be Attorney General. What's the first thing she does? She throws Kash Patel under the bus.
Well, but think about this, though. I mean, the FBI's throwing Kash Patel under the bus.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, if Kash Patel, okay, if Bondi says, listen, I want all these documents, and Patel says, well, I was going to give you all those documents, but then the FBI, as O'Doyle said in the interviews that he did, he said the FBI is not listening to Patel at all. In fact, they're getting rid of the documents. They're shredding them as we speak.
Right.
So, I mean, this is the beginning of a coup. It's the beginning of a coup.
Right, that's what I'm saying. She's part of it. That's what I'm saying. He's this good guy. He does some crazy off-the-wall stuff.
Yeah.
Things too, but she took him to task when she got embarrassed because she said, "Oh, I have these on my files on my desk, and we're giving them all to you tomorrow." And blah blah blah. Like, he's bragging, and then she writes him this letter when she got embarrassed. She threw him under the bus and said, "I demand that you get these documents in within 24 hours by 8 a.m." He had nothing to do with those documents.
So would you agree with me? Would you agree with me that we're seeing insubordination and we're seeing the government basically fight itself? They're basically eating each other from the inside out.
It's worse than that, Clyde. This is true. This is true. Deep state, dark state, Masonic, all these things that you talk about and have done a great job on.
Thank you.
The last couple of months. I'm telling you, this is really complex. And it's just horrifying because all these people trust certain, like, radio show hosts, and they've got their opinions and they've got their position and they're going to stand by them, the mainstream people and the conservative movement and all that. And it's just like I felt this huge surge of hope when some of these people were being appointed, and not Pam Bondi. I'm not a fan.
Right.
You know, she's in charge of me and everybody here. But I just felt like we needed a really good, angelic, tough guy. And so I think Donald Trump is a puppet. I think that
Mary Pink
is in charge of all the stuff that's going on economically.
We will see. Because, I mean, it just seems to me that with all the craziness, there seems to be a very, very open idea of insubordination and attack. And I'm calling it now while I see it. It'll happen eventually where everybody will be aware of it. But right now, I see it plain as day. Melissa, thank you for the call. For some reason, it took those documents or lack of the release of those documents to convince me that there is a bloodless coup underway, an insubordination that is going to be amazing to watch unfold. 503-225-0860. We'll be back. Ground Zero.
Hi, how are you tonight, Clyde?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Yes, you've had some really good topics over the last few days.
Thank you.
And
One I tried to call in is when Carlos from California had called and was talking about how the tainted vaccine, and that's just one I wanted to call, but I didn't get a chance to get in.
Uh-huh.
A good book is to read is Dr. Mary's Monkeys.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that book many times.
Oh,
do you have something to say about the Epstein situation?
Absolutely. No, I'm sorry, about Elon Musk.
Okay, and, all right, let's talk about Elon. What's up?
Yes, it's just interesting how that, this is my theory on it and a few of my friends and colleagues, but that he sits there next to Trump as if he bailed him out financially, and he's acting like a big dog up there. And that's, again, my opinion, but what's going on with everything, and it seems like with Ukraine and everything, it seems like it's a repeat of what we did in Afghanistan. We went over there and took over the crystal mines.
Well,
what
I mean,
Ukraine is the minerals.
Well, remember when I said earlier, I said, if you want to see somebody that's going to be a blowback to the United States, take a look at Volodymyr Zelensky. And he is. Mm-hmm. I mean, look how much of he's becoming a liability now. And I can just imagine him being another Osama bin Laden or something close to it, because that's the thing, is that we use these guys and we give them all they want, and then when we say, okay, no more, war's over, stop playing, and they don't want to stop playing. They're enjoying this. They're not going to give back anything. They're not going to contribute to anything. And so, yeah, this is I saw this coming, and now we're all surprised that him and Vance were yelling at Zelensky in the White House. I'm not surprised at all. I think that it was about damn time.
Well, the thing of it is, like I say, a lot of my colleagues, they're ramping up for the quantum computer, and they need this crystal. They need the crystals for our phones, TVs, computers, and it is a race to get those mines over there.
Rare earth minerals, and yes, that's what they need for computers, and they may need them for getting rid of diseases, too. CJ, thanks for the call. Go to Chris in New York. Hey, Chris, you're on Ground Zero.
Yeah, you could see this with the two laptops, Hunter Biden, the amount of pedophilia on that, and the Weiner laptop were completely compensated. Instead of being looked into, that they were completely covered up. So right there, this has been going on at the highest levels.
Mm-hmm.
I got one of these courses, the great courses on audio, how the earth works. And these minerals, there's no substitute for these rare earth minerals.
Right.
In one of the chapters in the later part of the lectures. So I didn't realize how, you know, like these screens on the computers, like just one rare earth minerals involved, but they don't have the substitutes. So maybe your previous caller is onto something where that's a huge factor. And Zelensky's got mansions in, like, the Emirates, Miami. I mean, he's been, you know, they're throwing... They say to their people, fight to the last man in the Ukraine. You know, don't come back alive. You know, you finish, you're either, you know, and that's similar to the kamikaze mindset.
Well, you know, the kamikaze mindset was that, you know, people were too poor and they didn't have much family and they had nothing to live for. That's the whole point, right? You have nothing to live for, so why even bother surviving? Just go and kill yourself for your country. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's a human sacrifice.
Yeah. And people are willing to do it because once they lose hope, they have nothing else to lose. That's the whole point. Let's go to Anne in Washington. Hey, Anne, you're on Ground Zero.
Hi there.
Hey, Clyde.
Hi, Clyde.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
Calling about the that last caller saying that she thinks Trump's a puppet.
Yeah.
I don't think he is. I don't think he's a puppet because everybody likes him now, but they didn't like him before. Remember all that stuff before. So that's why I don't think he's a puppet. I think
He's not.
Well, you have to look at him sitting there with Zelensky. He's his own man, and he's going to sit there, and he's going to take control. And he's going to let the public see what they've been buying. That's basically what's going on. And he's got to wait for, because I'm sure that Putin's, I don't know, but I know sales, and I know that Putin's probably saying, you talk to Zelensky first and see what he's going to do. And Trump probably said, yeah, that guy's difficult. We'll see what goes on. Mm. And, of course, you know, Vance gets in there because Vance is his kind of pit bull, right? Mm. But, I mean, you know, and if you could look at it, the left can look at that as like a gang-up thing, but there's no puppet thing involved.
Oh, I think what we're dealing with is that people are fed up. And I think Trump's right. fed up. I think Vance is fed up. And so that move today is to show you, oh, by the way, Zelensky, we're fed up. There were times when I just thought to myself, my gosh, how much more are we going to take from this? Yeah, I need $100 million to find out where that last $20 billion went. Yeah, that's pretty much how he thinks. And I just wonder, you know, when are we going to stop it? And just to chew him out and say, look, dude, we want the war to end. That's what we did when we wanted to come into this meeting today. No, it didn't happen that way. All right, you're out of here. We're going to go and do what we want to do. We're going to talk. We're going to go talk with someone else that wants the world to be a better place.
Yeah, he might come back.
Well, like the lady was saying, though, this could become another Afghanistan if this keeps going on. Because if we pull out and we don't give money and weapons, who's going to do it? The people in Europe are going to do that?
All we are is money.
That's what gets me. All we are is money. People aren't, like you said, no, he's not thankful or grateful.
Right.
No one is. All we do is give, give, give.
Right.
We're like the cradle of the gospel here in this America. You know, why can't people see that he's a good president? Why can't they wake up and see?
Because there are a lot of bad. Because there are a lot of bad things he's done too. Remember that.
Like what? What has he done bad?
Trump?
Huh?
What has he done? Who?
Trump.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Trump's not an angel. I'm sorry.
Well, we know that, but he's trying to do his best right now.
Well, I know that.
Even if it might be a facade.
I know that, but we can't put him on a pedestal thinking that he's, you know, he's without sin. I mean, come on. He's without sin. Cast the first stone.
We're not doing that.
I don't think that's what she was talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, that's how it sounded. I'm sorry.
But,
no, I'm just saying, what he's doing is he's doing what the people wanted. But there are a lot of people that are realizing that, okay, he's telling the people that we're fed up with how we're just giving up all of our values and we're spending money on wasteful nonsense. And so those people are plotting against him right now. I promise you. They are quietly plotting their moves.
Yeah, they are.
Okay?
Yeah,
and
they
that's
are.
What we're going to be seeing in the future.
Oh, yeah. Shift. Did you see Shift? He shifted what he said today. That was just
and
out of
bounds.
I didn't hear what he said.
I'm a loser.
Shifty. That's for sure. All of them. No. Pocahontas.
Do you guys, listen.
What about that Elizabeth Warren has to get her nose in it?
There's other people waiting in line.
You guys, I tell you what, get a podcast. I'll be your biggest fan. I swear to God.
Okay.
All right. I love you both. Thank you.
Love you too, man.
Thank Pocahontas.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, guys. Hey, Odd Beyond Zero is going to be up next. It's going to be on Ground Zero Plus. So go to groundzeroplus.com if you want to hear us all get crazy and weird. Once again, thank you, Chris, for all your hard work. Thank you, heroes of Ground Zero that have been helping us with our crowdfunding. Remember, that's going to be open all weekend as well. We're going to do a chat with me tomorrow. It's going to be in my own home, so I'll probably just, you know, not wear anything. Just kidding. come by, say hi. You know, I want to talk with you all. I just enjoy talking with my audience, with my family, with my friends. That's what you guys are. Remember, keep your mind where they can't get at it. Keep it at Ground Zero. On Beyond Zero is up next. Oh, my gosh.